This is Kate Magruder for Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land Oral Histories of Mendocino County. About 50 years ago, hundreds of mostly white, mostly college-educated, mostly privileged young men and women, often called hippies, streamed into the hills and valleys of this county in search of a place to forge a new kind of community. What follows is a short excerpt from an interview I did with Tom Lydon, a commercial photographer who moved to Compshe in the early 70s.
I'm Tom Lydon.
And where and when were you born?
I was born in Quincy, Massachusetts in 1948.
And why and when and what propelled you to come to Mendocino County?
I came to Mendocino County because it was an opportunity to build my own house, mainly. That was the first motivation that brought me to want to come to Mendocino County. And then, of course, there was the Vietnam War, the other side of it. I believe that the Vietnam War, which was happening right during my period of time when I was draft bait, and so many people were, and I think a lot of people had the feeling like, okay, how do we get out of this thing? How do we protest the government and make a statement that we can make it in this world without this government and without going to these wars? And I think that's really what started to motivate the Back to the Land attitude. So, and to me, it was a big issue. I'm graduating from college. It was the lottery period of time. Luckily, I was a senior. I would have been eligible for draft as soon as I graduated, but the lottery came up, and I'm in this real rural area in upstate New York, and I had this little radio, and I'm trying to listen to the birthdays for the lottery. And the signal was coming and going. There'd be interference, you know, and all of a sudden it would go staticky, and I couldn't hear what was going on. And then they'd come back and they'd pull some more birth dates. And I didn't know if I was one of those early ones during the static period of time when they're pulling or what. And then all of a sudden I heard my birth date pulled, and it was like 330 or something like that. And that was just wonderful. I mean, and it let me the freedom to do what I wanted to do and to go to New York, experience that for a while, which I loved, and then get out of New York and experience the whole Back to the Land thing and being in Ukiah and in Mendocino County. So anyways, I had been living in New York City, had been about 2 years out of art school. I got a call from a friend of mine who had been in Northern California building a pottery kiln for a mutual friend of his. And so he was coming back to visit his folks for Christmas, and they lived on Cape Cod. He stopped in New York, and he needed a place to stay, so I said, come on over. I was living down on Canal Street in a loft, a five-story walk-up weird loft. And anyway, so he shows up, and he's telling me the story about this place in Northern California that he had been in, and he showed me some photographs, and I thought, this is unbelievable. And he told me, and I'd never been to California, so he told me all these stories, these great stories about this place, and people are building their own houses, and so that's what really clicked with me. Ooh, living in the woods, building your own house. That's what I've always wanted to do since I was 5 years old. So he said, I'm going back to California after Christmas because I got to pick up my car. I left my car out there. And I said, well, can I come back with you and drive back with you? Because I was recently unemployed. I'd been working for a photographer, and he had to lay me off for a while, so I wasn't doing anything. And so I said, yeah. So after Christmas, we flew back to California, landed in San Francisco, took a bus up to Ukiah. It was all new to me. It was a rainy January day. We got into Ukiah about 3 in the afternoon. It was pouring rain. We walked all the way out Ore Springs Road to this place. It was like 18 miles on this dark evening, and I had this wool pea coat on that I used to wear in New York, and it was saturated wet. It was so heavy, and it was dark, and we're walking through places like Montgomery Woods, and he says, well, this is, we're going through some redwoods. I said, well, I've never seen redwoods, but I could feel them. I could feel those redwoods. So anyways, we end up at this wonderful little farmhouse where he had built this kiln, pottery kiln, for this friend of his, and she was kind of expecting us and kind of not, but anyway, we show up there about 9 to 10 o'clock at night, and she still had the wood cook stove going, and she made us some food, and I dried out a little bit. Spent the night, woke up in the morning in this wonderful little farmhouse. It was the old Wiest Estate out Ore Springs Road that was built about the turn of the century. And it was a beautiful January day, and the sun was out. I look out the bedroom window, and here's this piece of paradise right there. And this is amazing. This is California. This is pretty cool. So anyways, that day, we were going to go look at some of these houses that had been built in the area. And we also found out that there was property for sale around here. So we walk up the hill, and we came to this piece of property that we heard was for sale, and all of a sudden we decided, let's buy it. So I always wanted to do that and love that. And by being here and fulfilling all of my dreams and building a house, which I always wanted to do, and it was kind of like this big sculpture. And, you know, as I went to art school, I was, you know, I've always been an artist. So I was getting fulfillment out of creating this homestead. It was basically the biggest sculpture I'd ever made. My life's been really pretty fulfilling. I have no complaints about my life at all. And being here made me who I am, basically.
We just heard a short excerpt from my interview with Tom Lydon for Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Half-hour episodes of this program air at 3:30 on Thursday afternoons. They're also on our website and Facebook pages. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.